Hi, Ken.
Kendra, how are you?
Good. I want to say something to you.
Okay. This is never good, by the way.
I want to say congratulations on running a half marathon.
Oh.
See? That is good.
That is. I mean, I made this joke maybe 7,000 times yesterday, but running is really a weird term that people use for a lot of different types of movement. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really shuffling / gritting my teeth and walking for a lot of that run.
Yeah. But, well, you did beautiful teeth gritting. I thought it was very
You saw
clear.
Me around mile 8.
Yeah, it's like 8 and a half, 9.
What would you
say? Look good. You looked like you were jamming.
The look in your eyes suggests that I look like a sopping wet mop attempting to run.
I didn't think you didn't look sweaty at all.
What, really?
Yeah, no,
I was
you didn't.
So sweaty.
I mean, like,
I guess I was just like, if you're all wet, then it just looks like you, okay.
Like maybe this is what dry is because we're underwater.
New paradigm. Yeah.
Welcome to. Oh, what's the name of the place? The village underwater. It's beautiful. It's
Sea Lab 2021. No, Atlantis.
Atlantis, thank you.
Yes. I felt like I was in Atlantis.
Yeah, good.
And by that, I mean...
And by the end, you were made it to Atlantis.
I had made it to Coney Island.
The Atlantis of...
Yeah.
Why do I keep saying it like Alanis Morissette? I don't mean to.
Atlantis Morissette Atlantis is an idea that we need to run with. I think that's... I mean...
That's definitely...
Someone's... writing a play or a book or something based off Jagged Little Pill.
Mm-hmm. We should probably
this is better.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is we can beat them to the punch and we can get that dough.
Yeah, it's great.
I was talking about this with someone though. When we finished, someone else I knew ran the race. We both remarked that they usually have water right away when you finish the race. And even though it was a little chilly yesterday, the sun there was no cloud coverage, so we finished and then they made you walk like. It felt like forever to get any water. And like both, he said he was the same where you're just like looking around like you know, like what is going on? But anyway, yeah. And then I kind of got back into the neighborhood and then I went to see John Wick 3 with our friend Tim, friend of the show, Tim.
Oh my God. Who is on this couch right now?
Hey guys.
Oh, Tim. Hello.
Tim,
hello.
I didn't even see you there. Oh wait, we knew you were there. All right. Sorry. Yeah.
I feel like it is a weird thing to like have told a whole story. Do you think if someone's listening, they're like, whoa, Tim, I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, well, because the thing, well, I think when they listen to our show, they've already zoned out.
Right.
I've been talking
exactly.
this long, they're not listening. And then all of a sudden they're like, who's this?
Who's that?
Disembodied voice over here.
Yeah, who's this voice
unlike the other two.
Would prefer to listen to the
yeah,
whole time.
I know. It's melodious. Tim, what did you think of John Wick 3?
I liked it. I love, I really like the dogs. I like the animals kind
of. Oh, the dogs are a through line in that.
But, yeah, it stole the show for me.
A lot of great dog shots.
I just remembered. Speaking of Keanu Reeves / Perry Gilpin.
4 degrees. 3 degrees. 2 degrees. Of Perry Gilpin.
Okay.
Kendra, you were just saying something.
Oh yeah, I want to make a meme that says it's blister season, bitch.
Yes, and why is that?
Because it's summer and the shoes are changing, and like you're in shoes that are more likely to give you blisters. Plus, I was just working in a garden and I got a really bad hand blister,
and
I'm a real wimp about it.
Well, you work to the point of a blister.
Yeah,
today.
I also I poured alcohol on it and have never wanted
what,
to.
What, like tequila? What do we got?
Yeah. It's blister season, bitch.
Yeah.
just some whatever that type of alcohol they have for your wounds.
Oh, right. What is that? Gin?
Isopropyl? Isopropyl?
Oh, okay. Menthol?
Isopropyl.
Oh, my God. So. What's going on?
Well, you watched John Wick. I watched something violent.
What'd you watch?
I watched Catch 22. I've watched the first 4 episodes.
How violent was that?
Dude, it is disturbing.
Okay.
I really like it. It's not violent, but there are gore.
You just said it was violent.
Okay, I guess I meant gore.
Okay.
There is like moments. There's like, fine. And then there's just moments of like, disturbing
it's
gore.
Part of like the sort of button on the satire.
Well, because it's like supposed to, it's very like dark humor.
Right.
And
it's just like a face getting blown off.
Like
a lot of that John
worse,
Wick 3, by the way.
Honestly, yeah. Like worse than I would appreciate.
What are we talking? Like propeller decapitation?
Dude, for real. That's what it is. But not decapitation. Just like it's like if you put a stick of dynamite inside watermelon. Like that's like the vibe that a lot of things have.
Do you think that's how they shot it too? Did you get that?
Honestly, maybe. But there was just a few of the things where it was like I honestly warning, like, episode 3 scarred me, like, deeply.
Oh, how many episodes are there?
There's 6.
And you've watched 4?
And I've watched 4. I have 2 more left. I'm nervous.
How is it so far, like, in general?
It's really good.
Okay, because I was worried. I read the book a long time ago. I liked the book. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I mean, yeah.
It's a book.
But
obviously, it's a book, and this man knows how to read. So
it's the last book I read, and it was like 2003. So it was a good one, I think. But I saw the movie from way back, mm-hmm. Mike Nichols, and I think I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say. I'm curious what once I finish it, I'm gonna read some reviews on it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like, it's not immaculate in any way. It's really fast. There's parts of it that are very funny.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, I didn't.
But
watch
in
it,
but general, it's just
I'm
like.
I'm just agreeing with you. That's
do you
what I
realize
do.
How much like everyone's got great clothes, but they're all in the military.
Yeah.
And then there's a great like subplot where it's just this guy who's like running, like making tons of profit on like
yeah,
making shipments of food.
What's that guy's name again?
Milo.
Yeah. Tim, something. Did you ever read this book or see the movie or anything?
I didn't. I know that.
It seems like it's right up your alley.
Yeah, I got to see it. I know that's like a required. I think it's required high school reading for a lot of people.
Not for me.
Not for me either.
That wasn't for me.
Right.
That's why
turns
I
out someone's
it.
Got yeah. it, but not.
But
us.
Tim, you seem like the type of guy to me, and I don't mean anything by this, but you're like someone's like, "What are your favorite books?" And you're like, "Well, of course, Catch 'Em in the Rye."
That's what I say.
All he says is just things that start with catch. And, that's what you're just like. Just give me anything that starts with catch.
Yeah.
Catch 22. Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah. What are the other catch novels?
Catch Me If You Can. Yeah,
Catch Me If You Can. Yeah. That great novel.
How to Catch a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah. Right.
That's
Spy Catch. yeah. All that stuff. Yeah. But no.
You never playing catch with
it.
My
yeah,
dog.
No, I never read it. I should. I think probably will.
Right, honestly, I never read it either,
that's
but then
assignment.
I just watched the
well, now
George
you saw
Clooney
this.
Six
you
part.
Got it. Yeah, you got
and
it.
And now I know, I bet some disturbing crap happened in it, and I think they just based it fully on that. I bet I would rather read some of the things that happened than see some of the things that happened.
I got a hot take here, and it's a hot take in that it's not because I've thought about it a long time, and I've actually had to go back on my original opinion on this. George Clooney, not a great director.
I haven't seen anything else.
How's this series?
So he only directs 2 episodes.
Oh, okay.
I think it's good. It's very, there's a lot of like funny parts to it, like really fast paced.
Okay.
Humor. I have to say like, it's just sometimes, it's just a really like dark thing. And like the actor who plays the main character he's very, so it's got George Clooney in it as like a minor character at the very in one episode,
right?
And then
the
there's
Muckety Mucks, right?
His name might be Kit. That can't be true.
Kit Harington?
No, it's not him.
Oh,
wait, who's Kit Harington?
He's Jon Snow.
Not Kit Harington. Okay. I want everyone to know it's not him.
Or but, it's Kit the car.
Or it's Kit Kitteridge, the American Girl doll.
Right. Or Kit the car from David Hasselhoff's.
Or Kit from A League of Their.
Or Kit? Eartha Kitt.
Oh, Eartha Kitt, yeah.
I would love if it was
or
just...
Or This Is the Kit, or First Aid Kit.
It's a First Aid Kit.
Kit
Kat. Kit Kat, relevant.
I really wish that it was...
Remember Kat, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
From Marfa?
Yeah, she was...
Our, sorry, our tour guide from the Chinati Foundation.
Oh, wow.
She was great. She had so much knowledge about the space, but was like so breathless about getting it out.
Mm.
Like, she couldn't wait to, like,
she
get
just
it
can't.
Out.
I've been there.
Or she, like, hated the information so much, but felt that it, so like, she had, to say it that, like, she exhausted herself but kept going.
She also, it was revealed to us, had an artist slash musician boyfriend. So, I mean, I don't know.
How'd you feel about that?
We hope the best for her. That's
I hope the best for him, though, because her job is to, like, critique art for a living. And is like, really, she's, like, in love with Judd. Nelson. What's his name? Judd
Apatow.
Nope, not Judd Apatow. You too. This is terrible.
Hirsch. It's Judd Hirsch.
Not Judd Hirsch.
Oh, a taxi.
God, what the heck is that?
Oh, the guy who started Marfa?
Yes.
The guy. Yeah, it's Judd Chinati. Judd Foundation?
No, what? Donald Judd? Is that it?
No, it's definitely not that.
Ashley Judd.
Oh, wonder what's so hilarious.
This is classic.
Anyway, she is in love with Judd Nelson. And like has such an eye for art that I feel like it's
Donald Judd.
Donald Judd.
No, it wasn't Judd. What did you say?
You said Donald Judd.
I said Donald Judd.
Oh, eventually. You did good then. That's good.
You did good.
Said Judd Nelson. But anyway, sorry, I feel like I'm stealing your show here. But,
no, Tim, go ahead.
Sorry,
Kat. We invited you on, I guess.
Kat, our guide, was like, has such an eye for art with, between, what's his name, Dan Flavin and Donald Judd.
Yeah, and Robert Irwin.
Robert Irwin. Yep. That, like, if you were her boyfriend or musician boyfriend, like, trying to do art, like, she would just, like, critique
it. And she'd do it breathlessly, like, what I'm sensing is that you lack talent.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Judd would hate this.
Yeah. Oh, Judd would hate. Oh, yeah. Judd would hate her boyfriend. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. Regress.
His name is Christopher Abbott, not Kit.
Oh,
at all.
He's from Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And
who'd he play in Girls?
I don't remember really, but he wasn't on Girls. I know that.
That's
all I know.
There's also Hugh Laurie's in it. A little bit.
Well, House MD.
Oh, so is Kyle Chandler.
Oh, now we're talking.
And it's a lot going on. But the whole thing is they're like in Italy, so there's just a lot of like. Just like it's gorgeous, mm-hmm. The water's beautiful,
yep.
And there's like way more like nudity than you'd expect.
It's male nudity. Too,
male nudity. So. Well, no, like real male nudity.
Oh, okay.
But I hear there's supposed to be more at the end.
I heard some disappointment in that voice.
I mean, why do you think I'm gonna make it to episode 6?
Oh my god.
But
back to John Wick 3 briefly.
Yes. Yeah. How about briefly?
Let's just do it. Talking about. Gore and violence, and this one was kind of worse than the first two. It's weird to say because there's a lot of just the whole series is him just shooting people in the face, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think this time they kind of lingered on it a little bit more, and there was a little more blood, and there's a lot more dog attacks, as we discuss.
What?
And like, well, the dogs are like fighting for that.
Oh,
like,
for him.
Halle Berry has a couple pooches that are like ready to get down.
I forgot Halle Berry.
By the way,
was in this.
She is great in it. I saw the trailer and I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she's like just sort of brought in because it's like Halle Berry. And I feel like that's kind of like happened to her a little bit recently where she's like, she's just in stuff and it's like, oh, Halle Berry. I can't name another example. So don't ask me.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you right now.
No, but in this, she was a lot of fun and she kicks butt.
Oh, good. Yeah,
she's J-Dub's Keanu's equal, if not superior in this.
Ooh,
she's
I like great. That. Love a good superior.
Yeah. It builds on the world built in John Wick 1 and 2, but really...
That is insane for a human to say. It builds on the world of John Wick 1
and 2. Well, you know the Continental and the High Table and the coins and
I honestly don't remember any of it.
Right, that's the point. It doesn't matter. They do some fun things with it, but honestly, it's just set piece after set piece, and they all are fun.
Did I see the second one?
You should.
I remember when he's digging into the ground, being like, my safe's here, my gun's safe.
Yeah, that's...
I poured concrete on it.
Although, actually, in 2, he has to re-dig it up again.
Honestly, he should get a new system.
As soon as he re-concrete, someone comes by and they're like, we need you to work again. And he's like, no! That's, I don't know if you guys remember that part from 2.
Yeah.
I still think 2 is the best, but I would recommend 3. Not only Halle Berry's in, but Angelica Houston is in it. She's fun. Oh, and I just actually, I heard a Angelica Houston interview on another podcast, whose name I won't mention,
because
we don't really want to talk about that podcast. And she mentioned something that you might find interesting.
What?
When she was a kid, she grew up and spent a lot of holidays in Ireland because her father owned property there. And they used to have like people over all the time for the holidays. And guess who would come and play Santa Claus for their family for like a bunch of years in a row? But your boy, Johnny Steinbeck.
What?
Can you believe that?
That's amazing.
Growing up. At her house was John Steinbeck giving her copies of The Red Pony or some shit.
Yeah.
Is that one of his books?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Or like The Pearl.
Mm-hmm. The Pearl. I wouldn't recommend reading it as a child, but...
She read it.
I bet.
No, she didn't, but...
We don't know.
We don't really. She didn't talk about that. He didn't hand out his own books. Also, that would be an awful
That does
call.
Seem like...
Yeah. Everyone got John Steinbeck.
Everybody, he's just like, I've actually found this is the best way to get the youth reading my books. This is helping me for the next generation.
They're like, we hate Santa Claus.
Right. He smells like alcohol and he's giving us really some long reads and some novellas.
But I thought that was a fun story. But yeah, John Wick 3 recommended. Still think 2 is the best. But Tim, your last thoughts?
I loved it. I love the dogs. I really love, there's like a real good desert scene that is just kind of ridiculous.
Oh, I love a good desert scene.
Good desert scene.
You get a taste in the trailer of that. If,
good
you know.
Dogs. I think he kind
of... Oh, you know who's in it, by the way, to tie it to something else we might want to mention today. But The Game of Thrones. The guy that plays Bronn.
Oh, yeah. He plays a great...
He's like a little...
Yeah, he's a little slimy.
He's a little slime dog. Murders? Yeah.
Did he do murders?
He did a few murders.
We know in the movie, in like his character movies, definitely done some stuff. Yeah, right. But yeah, he shows up. He looks good.
He does. I was just thinking about like, how is there going to be enough time to kill off every? Like, I forgot Bronn was around still. Right. We haven't seen this episode, the Game of Thrones yet.
We haven't watched it.
Because in fact, of our recording schedule.
Yep, and in fact, here's a little warning: we're going to be taking. Next week off.
Yeah, there's no chance we will ever talk about Game of Thrones again.
So,
which is kind
by the
of
time we come back, I'm probably still going to mention it, but Kendra's going to give me a look like, what are you doing, fool?
It's not timely. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, not timely, Williams. And then you'll slap me on the hand with a ruler.
Wow.
Anyway, we are rambling, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Well, I also feel like I was going to do one quick in between. What's your favorite desert scene
ever? Oh, wow.
I already have mine.
Well, go ahead. Let us
But
think
it's
about
not
it.
Actually a real desert scene, and it's definitely not my favorite. But I would just, when you said desert, I thought, oh, I really hope they do. What was the Star Wars movie with the red sand?
The Phantom Menace?
The Last Jedi with the... Well,
definitely not a desert, but I'm saying that's my favorite desert scene.
It has that feeling, though. I'm going to give you that one. Tim, will you give that to her?
Yeah. I didn't even have to think about it.
Okay. Well, you did hesitate a little bit.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we saw hesitation, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite desert scene?
Wayne's World 2. There's a bit where... I forget what happens.
I prepped the question. I think, like, how did you get it so quick?
Garth. Well, I just... Because John Wick reminded me of Wayne's World 2.
Oh.
Where...
it's Wayne.
Wayne keeps having dreams of... It's like Wayne. Fake Jim Morrison showing up in a desert and like talks about a Sports Illustrated football phone, but it's good.
That sounds great.
It's great. Yeah, it's good. He tells him to put on Wayne stock, right? I think that's the whole, he's the reason for Wayne stock.
Mm.
What's
yours?
I can't think of a desert scene that I want to pick as my favorite. The thing that comes to mind is Spaceballs, but I don't want to pick that one, although it's great.
That's the most memorable desert scene of my life.
It's pretty great.
Also, if someone knew more about deserts, they would be like, you guys don't know what the fuck a desert is.
Well,
because you're talking about dunes, you're talking about
hallucinations.
Yeah.
Well, no,
I'm talking about a planet that has like a chlorine base, I think with sulfur. Like,
right. Well, yeah, I mean, you could bring up No Country for Old Men, a scene there, or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Real desert, real high desert of Western Texas variety.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that came to my mind, which is going to be a real turn off. Oh, Kendra.
I thought it was you. It was me.
Yeah, the whole time, all along, it was you.
It was me.
The one thing I want to bring up is actually a David Mamet movie that's one of my favorites. It's called Spartan, and the star of it is Val Kilmer,
mm-hmm.
And young Kristen Bell is in it as the kidnapped daughter of the president, and Val Kilmer kind of plays this like black ops badass type that kind of is given the task of trying to get her back. But at one point, someone's asking him, he's talking to someone in the city, and it's actually Boston where this part is shot. And he's like, in the city, always use a reflection, in the forest, always a sound. Like he would speak like this, Val Kilmer's guy.
Yeah,
really. And the guy was like, what about the desert? And he says, never find yourself in the desert.
Mm,
you're like, wow. Ooh, this is like,
uh-oh.
It's typical Mamet stuff where you're like, this is so like profound. And then you like parse it out and you're like, no, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
But it sounds cool. I mean, good job. Good job by him by putting that together. What else we got?
I think that's closing ceremony. What I did want to say is
time.
This whole time Ken's been wearing a baseball cap on backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And
you like this
really,
look?
No, I hate it. And it really makes me feel like I have a different type of fucking podcast. Like,
what's that?
Right.
We were
like
talking about sports.
Show.
Like
he's like telling
sports.
Me about John Wick. And
right.
I'm like,
yeah.
Stop.
I got to tell you about John Wick. Hey, did you hear about the bees? They're going to the Stanley Cup.
I did hear about that.
Boston's truly championship town.
Stop. My God.
Attorney town.
It's very good. Yeah. It's very British.
Town? Really makes
no,
sense,
also,
so
they
actually,
do have a lot of attorneys, yeah, so that's a great point. I would say that, and what's attorney that? What's town. That town in, like, Connecticut that has a lot of insurance? I feel like that's also, like, an attorney town.
Mm.
Oh, what is it? Oh,
it's just insurance town.
It's just New Haven, right? Or
yes.
No, it's Hartford.
Oh, Hartford. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
that's a real tourney town.
That's
tourney
it.
Tourney town. Okay, well, oh, what's our connection to Perry Gilpin? Do you have one?
I don't.
Ken, while I figure out what Perry Gilpin was in, you seem to have some stream of consciousness
thoughts. I have some random thoughts, and I usually hate this. Are you letting this fly right now?
Right. Well, I don't know. You said you were like, can I do this?
Is it because my birthday's around the corner?
No, it's because your hat's making me hate you so much.
So you're allowing me to do more things?
Yes, this exactly.
That's messed up. You need to talk to someone about that. But also, you know what my birthday means?
Yes, what does your birthday mean?
Perry Gilpin's birthday.
Oh my God. You forgot. God. Every time.
You forget every year.
Every year, this year we did it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. I always, that, what a special, weird.
Yeah, really thing. Weird coincidence. Yeah. Weird, yeah.
Honestly, everything that comes up about our connections to Perry Gilpin, it's like the thing that is the fewest degrees between Perry Gilpin and anything is us.
Right.
Yeah. We're extremely close in a lot of things.
You know what I found out? Like, her and I are related. We're 12th cousins. No, I didn't make that up. But same birthday.
Same birthday. Crazy. You guys are like, you guys got a lot of like
simpatico.
Kinship.
We're like, you know what we are? And I can tell us about her just from what, like the Instagram, just how sweet she's been when she's happened to respond to us. We're both Geminis, right?
Very true.
But we take shit seriously. More sensitive artists.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see her chart.
Same.
Like, I would love if, Perry, if you're on CoStar Astrology, let us know.
Oh my.
I would love to become friends. I mean, I honestly just found out I'm a Libra moon.
Mm. How did you just find this out?
Because I forget it every time I look at it. I can't do anything and still remember it. But it means I'm kind of unsympathetic
kind of
to emotions.
Jerk. Yeah. No, yeah.
And like, wow, hard to, there was like a meme about that. And I was like, wow, perfect meme.
I mean, we've had this talk before.
I have no feelings.
I've told you that before.
Yeah, so I know.
Unsympathetic to my emotions. No, right. I'm just kidding.
Right. Okay, go on with your spiel.
Well, a few things. So we had a friend of the show, Baz. I spoke to her about Wine Country.
Mm-hmm.
She was surprised by our opinions. In fact, she was kind of reading into how you express yours when you were like, I liked it. And she thought, okay, maybe Kendra didn't like it as much. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to say Kendra loved it. All right, I'm speaking for her.
Yeah.
And also, I do think people need to give that movie a second chance if they don't like it.
They should watch it a second time, you're saying?
I think this movie is a good way of telling you how funny you are, how great your sense of humor is. If you don't like
it,
you're boring.
You're being so mean to Baz.
No, she wanted to like it. I can tell.
If you want to like it, that makes it fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, other thing, Carrie is so mad at us that we still haven't watched something great.
Did she tell us to watch that?
Multiple times.
Oh, she's actually in one of my notes. I was wondering whether or not I was going to go there.
Give me that note.
Well, this is the note where she said that like friend zones do exist. This is from way back. She was like, friend zones do exist. She was yelling
at us.
Oh,
yeah, I'm one of our voicemails.
But she was missing the point once again. We were just talking about friend zones don't exist as far as like how guys think of them, you know, as an excuse for not like getting
laid.
Right. All the incel talk.
Why were we talking about
this? Oh, this is from way back. I got notes from, you know, one of the other ones was I kept calling Annabeth Gish, Annabelle Gish when we talked about Mystic Pizza.
You were
it's Annabeth Gish. I'm really just one of the.
Yeah. No, mess up her last name so that we can have to correct that next
it's
week.
It's not Annabelle Gish, it's Annabeth Gash, Kendra.
Okay.
You had mentioned we were talking about your dad's reaction to Infinity War and about how Thor's hammer was destroyed. His hammer was actually destroyed in Ragnarok by Kate Blanchett, who we find out is his sister, and then she's doesn't. So I just wanted
that's
to
something I that. Don't care about.
Recently, I got I ordered socks, right? And it's these socks with
Jesus Christ, this is backwards.
No,
Ken,
the socks,
all over
this
it.
This is the socks have one of them. It's three pairs of socks. One pair has orange stripes.
More socks.
One pair has I have more socks. One pair has green stripes, and one pair has blue stripes. Ask me how many times I'm always finding three of them, and it's the three separate socks. Like, this is what I've done to myself. I've created this monster.
I can't believe...
I'm constantly doing laundry and then going through and can only find the three socks, and then I find them later on. I don't know where they went. I can't tell you, but that's... I mean, I'm
you
not going into
them,
a,
keep them out
a hacky
on the dresser.
Sock bit here. But
this is quite a hacky sock bit.
No, but the three colors thing, it's amazing. What are the odds? Every time I pick up three of them, it's the three different colors.
This feels like 101. You buy the same sock.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I did this to myself. I'm an idiot. Yes. Have you found out the connection yet?
No, I'm listening
to
your terrible stuff.
At the beginning of this, you said, while you're looking, I'm going to be doing
it. It was more like as a narrative. I was more narrative storytelling can.
You know, interrupted so much. What else do I got? I think I have one more, and that's it's about the latest album by the band The National, because you know that I love to talk about old white man rock on here.
Yeah, nothing that.
But I will say this: they.
I would have thought you couldn't talk about it because your hat's on backwards.
No, this is what we're talking about. All right, you want to talk about some shit?
A man with a backwards hat doesn't want to talk about the National.
Oh, you should go to a but National. No, no, no. You should go to a National show. No,
the I guess National, I've never spoken to a man.
What's happened to the National happens to a lot of like all male rock groups, basically, like Pearl Jam, where they're like, they were trying to be sensitive, and the people that loved them are the people they hated. Like, mm-hmm. all the jocks were like, Pearl Jam! And then they're like, oh, we gotta deal with this. Like, it's the same thing kind of has happened with the National. Yeah. Although
it sucks to be popular and make money.
No, right. Well, no, but my only point about them was, I was sort of, I was scared about this new album because I think I'd grown tired of their, like, droning, sad,
absolutely same.
White male bullshit.
Actually, yeah,
same. What they did was, they brought in a bunch of women to work on the album, and they made a great album.
Yeah.
And I really thanked them for that.
Are they calling it, are they re-switching the cast, the lineup?
What do you mean?
Like, it's only, like, the National, they're like, we step down from the name and we put these women up.
No, no, no. The women get nothing, except they use them for their, to make it seem
they're,
like they...
They're great talents.
Right.
Perfect.
No, 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 no. There was a great article. Where was that? Tim, I sent it to you. Do you remember what...
This isn't going to help Ken's case, but it was in GQ.
No, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
Backwards hat,
oh
Ken.
Oh, my God.
With his GQ
oh,
thoughts.
Oh, no. I always have GQ thoughts, yeah. You know. But I was just talking about...
General query.
Anyway,
good query.
My only point was like I was happy that they gave me a chance to like the album. Because mm-hmm. I do think they did something different, and I'm really enjoying it.
I'm happy
so,
for you.
Thank you so much. I actually think you'd like the album, too. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much I would like.
There's also a new Carly Rae Jepsen, if you want to check
out
that.
Oh, yeah, I haven't listened to it
there
yet.
There you go. Have
the
fun.
Only thing I've been listening to is Horses in the Back, Horse Track is Attached, Old Town Road.
Oh, the story from 3 weeks ago? Can we...
The music video came out on Friday.
Yeah, I know, because you sent it to me, and you were like, watch this now, bitch. And then I watched it, and I was like, that's pretty great.
It's a really great movie. I would watch that movie.
That might be the best Desert Chain. There you go.
Oh, my God. Not really much... Well, like, there is desert, yeah.
It's a dusty road. That's
it's a dusty that's road. A dusty, that's hard desert. To say a dusty isn't a desert. Okay, Ken, by me saying I found the connection, could you find the connection and tell us?
Yeah, I found a connection, Kendra, yeah. And you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I found, no, I'm just kidding. Please don't hurt me. I found Halle Berry,
mm-hmm.
previously mentioned for being part of John Wick 3.
Oh, yeah.
A great part of John Wick 3, was in was a voice as a caller on an episode of Frasier.
Wow, is that 1 degree then?
It's 1 degree.
It's holy
is that okay?
Crap. Yeah, it is okay.
Okay, I didn't know.
No, what I know, I'm very specific.
But it's season 5, episode 15. It's called Room Service, and it has the delightful little synopsis of an unexpected visit from Lilith stirs old passions in Frasier and new ones in Niles.
Oh my God.
Ooh. We should really watch the show. It sounds great.
We have watched it. We just haven't done our big watch, which we need to do.
Great.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone for listening. If you want to give us a call, we know we haven't played them in a while. Honestly, it takes some editing work. So that's why we haven't. It's 410-914-PERI. PERI.
Mm-hmm. You should know that, though.
You should know that. Also, just look at the icon.
Kendra, I had one more thing to add, and I'm really sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm late on this by almost a month, but okay. I meant to mention my friends that I met up with Marfa when Tim and I went down there. My friends, JP and Sarah,
mm-hmm.
Sarah's brother was there, Danny, and he happens to be, and Tim can attest, a super-duper Perry fan.
Oh, wow.
Like, real huge Perry Gilpin fan.
So we just want to say shout out to him?
Just shout out, to all the Marfa crew.
Yeah, and all Perry Gilpin fans out there.
Yeah, I did text him and ask him if he wanted a button. I asked him for his address, and he didn't respond.
He said no, he
He's
didn't
probably creeped out, but I do think he was actually a Perry Gilpin
also,
fan.
Also, just to let everyone know, our podcast is now available on Stitcher, if that's
Ooh,
an app that you like.
Yeah.
And if you want to... follow us on Instagram. That's a good way to get in touch.
Please do.
Oh, okay.
Well, our numbers are starting to plateau on there.
Right, we got to keep it. Well, it's because we haven't posted anything, and I told you need to start posting, okay. And then you haven't done it.
You said I owned it, but I didn't meant that. I didn't know that meant I have to post. Is that? I just thought I own it now. It's mine. Ooh. I've been going on the account and just liking things as us.
Honestly, that would be great, but I don't think you've been doing that.
No, I haven't done it either. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, thanks everyone for listening. Talk to you next... Oh, we won't talk to you next week.
No.
We're taking Memorial Day weekend off.
Yes.
Which means Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
Ta-ta.